Báilalo, pegadito.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from his studio in Portland. He's taking a break, and we're here at KXRW. We broadcast the Tom Hartman Program in Vancouver and Southwest Washington at 99.9 FM. You can find out more about KXRW at kxrw.fm. But we step in here at this 10 a.m. break to give you some news and programming from our station on the other side of the river here in Washington. First up, and the largest June Pride event in the Portland metro area, is Vancouver's Pride Block Party, now in its fifth year. The event takes place Saturday, June 13th from noon to 7. Again, that's Saturday, June 13th from noon to 7 in the evening. In the heart of downtown Vancouver at Southwest 7th and Main Streets, in front of Dandelion Tea House and Apothecary. It's a free, family-friendly event open to everyone. Organizers are expecting more than 4,000 attendees with over 80 vendor booths, live entertainment, and community resource tables on site. No tickets. Again, that is the June Pride event, Vancouver's Pride Block Party, Saturday, June 13th, starting at noon, ending at 7. Later in June, Clark County Pride is expected to host its 6th annual Rainbow Walk in Liss Center, taking place on June 7th. The walk kicks off at 11 a.m. at the west end of Liss Center Bridge, followed by a community festival from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Holly Park. The event has grown steadily since its launch in 2021, drawing around 200 participants last year. Clark County Pride serves rural Southwest Washington communities that have historically had less access to LGBTQ plus resources and visibility. The organization describes its mission as being, quote, a porch light for rural folks who identify as part of the community. Performances by At Queen Hennessy, At Luciano Veronati, At Kid Fresh, and Lady Dreamer. For more information, head to clarkcountypride.com. Again, that one's happening in Liss Center on June 7th. A walk starting at 11 a.m. and going until 4 with lots of entertainment. And looking ahead to July, the Southwest Washington Pride Alliance will host Saturday in the Park on July 11th at Esther Shore Park in downtown Vancouver from 10 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. Again, that's a Saturday, Saturday, July 11th. This year marks the 32nd anniversary of the event, making it the longest running LGBTQ plus Pride celebration in Southwest Washington. The day features all-day live music, a maker's market with more than 150 local vendors, drag queen story hour, a children's activity area, food vendors, and community resource booths. The event is free, open to all ages. Again, that's down Esther Short by the farmer's market, which is also happening, which will also have all its own music. So plan on getting there somehow. But it's Esther Short Park events in the summer are always huge. It's good to park far away and walk or ride your bike from where you live. All three events are free and family friendly. They take place against a backdrop of ongoing national policy debates, including recent congressional votes on legislation affecting transgender students in public schools and access to gender-affirming health care for minors. Votes that included Southwest Washington's own Representative Maria Glusenkamp Perez. You can get on your favorite search engine and find out how she voted on that one. For more information on local Pride events, visit Vancouver USA Pride at VancouverUSAPride.org and Clark County Pride at ClarkCountyPride.com. For KXRW, I'm Stina Trecha. Behind me this whole time has been the Bongo Hop and Nydia Gongora with Sonora. And we're going to let that play out for about another minute before we head back into Tom Hartman. Here on KXRW, I'm DJ Stina.
Óyelo, este ritmo sabroso. Sonora, 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 sonora. La rumba sabrosa, sonora, sonora, sonora.